Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Easy to Love, Difficult to Discipline by Becky A. Bailey is a parenting and family relationships guide that argues discipline works best when it teaches self-control rather than relying on threats, punishment, or repeated pleading. The book is closely associated with Bailey's broader conscious discipline approach and is designed for parents, caregivers, and educators who want to reduce daily power struggles while still setting clear limits. Its central promise is practical turn conflict into cooperation by changing how adults respond in heated moments and by teaching children concrete skills for handling frustration, disagreements, and impulsive behavior. Bailey organizes the method into linked frameworks, most notably the 7 powers for self-control for adults and the 7 basic discipline skills for children. The book emphasizes modeling first, with the idea that a parent who can regulate attention, perception, and intention is better able to guide a child toward responsible behavior. A structured multi-week plan and real-life scenarios help readers practice the tools consistently. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, discipline begins with the adult's self-control. A defining theme of the book is that effective discipline starts with the parent disciplining themselves. Bailey treats the adult not as a referee who forces compliance, but as the emotional leader of the home or classroom. When adults react with anger, sarcasm, or threats, they may stop behavior temporarily, yet they also model dysregulation and invite more conflict. The alternative is to build the capacity to pause, notice internal triggers, and respond with intention. This focus is reflected in the 7 powers for self-control, a set of principles meant to guide the adult's attention and choices during stressful moments. Rather than framing the child as the sole problem, Bailey reframes discipline as relationship plus skill building the adult creates safety, communicates limits, and teaches alternatives. In practice, this means monitoring tone of voice, body language, and assumptions about the child's motives, because these cues shape whether a child escalates or calms. The emphasis on adult regulation also reduces the feeling of helplessness many parents experience, since the most immediate variable they can change is their own response. Over time, calmer adult leadership becomes the foundation for consistent boundaries and more cooperative behavior. Secondly, replacing fear and punishment with conscious guidance. Bailey challenges traditional discipline that leans on fear, threats, and punishment, arguing that it often produces either resentment or short-term compliance without long-term learning. She also critiques overly permissive approaches that rely mainly on reasoning during intense emotional moments when children may not be able to think clearly. Instead, the book promotes conscious guidance. Adults communicate in ways that reduce shame, name what is happening, and teach what to do next. Conflict is treated as information and an opportunity to build competence, not as proof of bad character. This shift changes the goal from winning a battle to building internal control in the child. Practical guidance includes maintaining firm limits while staying emotionally steady, so the boundary does not turn into a power struggle. The method encourages empathy and connection. But not indulgent children are supported through big feelings while still being held accountable for behavior. The idea is that children learn to cooperate more reliably when they feel safe, understood, and guided toward solutions. By positioning discipline as teaching, Bailey aligns everyday corrections with broader character development rather than a cycle of punishment and repair. Thirdly, the 7 powers for self-control as a model children can copy. There were love. The book presents the 7 powers for self-control as a way for adults to model the emotional and cognitive skills they want children to develop. These powers include attention, love, acceptance, perception, intention, free will, and unity. The specific list matters because Bailey is not offering a vague reminder to stay calm. She is providing a repeatable framework for how to do it. Attention emphasizes focusing on what you want to build rather than fixating on what is wrong. Love and acceptance encourage adults to separate the child's worth from the child's behavior, which makes correction less shaming and more teachable. Perception addresses interpretation, urging parents to challenge the belief that a child is trying to provoke them and to choose a more constructive lens. Intention and free will highlight that adults can choose responses even when stressed, helping them act consistently with their values. Unity points to connection, suggesting that cooperation grows from a sense of belonging rather than domination. In real family situations, these powers function like a checklist for regaining composure and communicating clearly. They also create predictable patterns children can observe and internalize, making self-control a shared family practice. Fourthly, the 7 basic discipline skills that teach cooperation alongside adult modeling. Bailey offers the 7 basic discipline skills as tools that help children navigate common trouble spots at home and school. While the book presents a structured set, the overall thrust is consistent replace yelling and lecturing with skill-based coaching. The skills are designed to move children from impulsive reactions toward problem-solving and responsibility. Readers frequently encounter tactics such as offering choices, using encouragement, and applying consequences in a way that connects actions to outcomes without humiliation. The emphasis is on teaching children what to do, not only what to stop doing. This can look like practicing language for resolving disputes, rehearsing calming strategies before conflict arises, and guiding children through repair after harm is done. The skills also help parents avoid the two extremes of harsh control and permissive surrender by giving a middle path firm, calm, and instructional. Importantly, the book frames these techniques as learnable routines, not personality traits. When practiced consistently, they create fewer escalations because children begin to predict what will happen during conflict and feel more capable of meeting expectations. Cooperation becomes a habit supported by structure and repeated coaching. Lastly, values and a step-by-step program for real-life practice. Bailey links discipline to long-term character formation, describing values that children can develop as they internalize the tools. Commonly cited values include integrity, respect, compassion, and responsibility. The point is not moralizing, but showing how everyday interactions teach children who they are and how relationships work. When discipline is handled with calm clarity, children learn respect without fear and responsibility without shame. The book also includes a structured multi-week program intended to help families implement the approach in an organized way rather than attempting everything at once. Real-life anecdotes and scenarios are used to illustrate how the same principles apply across settings, including sibling conflict, public meltdowns, and school-related behavior challenges. This practical orientation is a major part of the book's appeal. It translates emotional intelligence into concrete scripts, routines, and rehearsal. At the same time, the program reinforces the central message that progress depends on adult practice, especially in moments when old habits would normally take over. By combining a values lens with a plan for repetition, the book aims to make cooperation sustainable rather than a temporary improvement. In conclusion, Easy to Love, Difficult to Discipline is best suited for parents, caregivers, and educators who want a structured alternative to punishment-heavy discipline, and who are willing to start by changing their own responses. Readers who feel stuck in cycles of yelling, negotiating, and repeated consequences may benefit most, because the book reframes daily conflict as a predictable process that can be guided with consistent skills. The practical payoff is twofold: adults gain tools for staying regulated under pressure, and children are taught concrete behaviors for managing frustration and resolving disputes. Even when the ideas feel demanding, the approach can be clarifying because it focuses on what adults can control in the moment: attention, perception, intention, and the way limits are communicated, compared with many parenting books that mainly offer tips for compliance. Bailey's method stands out for its explicit emphasis on adult self-control as the lever that makes discipline work. The linked frameworks and step-by-step plan also appeal to readers who prefer systems over scattered advice, while some readers may find the style repetitive or slogan-heavy. The core contribution remains a coherent model for turning discipline into teaching, strengthening connection, and building long-term responsibility rather than short-term obedience. If you would like to support Becky A. Bailey, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.